720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line one of Chicago's favorite chefs. Of course, Top Chef champion. You know him from his work on television, obviously, his Michelin star work over at Spiaggia, his new restaurant, Rosemary. It's the one and only Chef Joe Flam. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Before we get into the cheese, we're going to talk a little bit about cheese and some holidays associated with it, and of course our friends and neighbors to the north. So many challenges though in 2020, and I don't know if it's crazy or brave, but not only did you have, you got a new family members, you got a bunch of new things coming on, but you open up the new restaurant Rosemary. Talk a little bit about that with the family, with the career, with everything else going on in the middle of a pandemic, opening up a new spot.
Yeah, I don't know if it's crazy, brave, or just completely insane, but, you know, we were going for it, and I think it feels like we're finally at the point where hopefully, you know, we're riding this wave on the up, and we're headed the right direction on this, you know, and I think the response from, you know, we've only been open 2 weeks, but the response from the city has been incredible. Just people coming out, people showing support, whether that's, you know, online, in the press, everywhere, it's just been overwhelming in the best way possible. So, you know, it's been a really, really long road to get here, but I think, you know, it's been worth every step of it, all the setbacks, you know. We're here and the doors are open, and, you know, we're just grateful for that.
Yep, you're over on Fulton. We'll have links up at WGN Radio. At Spiaggia, obviously, people loved the cuisine and, of course, the work on TV and everything. How gratifying is it to kind of introduce in a lot of ways? I always say you could spin the globe and put your finger on it. Somewhere in Chicago, they're doing that cuisine from that part of the world in an elevated way. But for a lot of people, Croatian food, this is their introduction. Talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty special opportunity. It felt like a story that kind of needed to be told. And, you know, my wife's family is Croatian. And, you know, so it's a big part of kind of, as we've come together with our, you know, marriage and everything, of like part of our life. And just, it was a really interesting culture to me that I knew nothing about when I met her. But there were so many things from, you know, growing up in an Italian family that just kind of made sense and kind of mirrored our culture as well. So it just kind of made a ton of sense of using kind of the techniques and tricks I had learned along the way to kind of tell this story. And I thought it would be a lot of fun. And the response that has been really, really great. You know, there's such a great Balkan presence in Chicago. So to be able to give that food a spotlight has been a lot of fun.
And then adding in cheese. Now, cheese is one of the universal things. We may have our differences on the sports side with Wisconsin, but that is on brand, walking the walk in Wisconsin. I spent a good portion of my formative years up there, and I cannot believe that it isn't longer, but 180 years for the making of cheese. Like, talk about that. As someone who's made their career, their passion in food, to have such a big, I think, an important ingredient celebrating a big milestone is very cool.
Yeah, I think it's incredible. It makes you really think about, you know, thinking about, like, as Wisconsin as a cheese region. You know, Wisconsin hasn't been a state for 180 years, but they've been making cheese there that long. And kind of that's incredible. And I think that speaks to really, you know, the passion, the tradition, and just, you know, the craftsmanship to the stuff coming out of there. And I think people, you know, restaurateurs and chefs here have known forever of just kind of the small artisanal stuff that's coming out of there that's, you know, lights out good.
So talk a little bit about how you're celebrating cheese. Those people who may have been introduced to Chef Joe Flam through Spiaggia know Tony Montuano. Obviously, you know, he's like the cooking pride of Kenosha. He's very proud of his Wisconsin roots. So yeah. Some people may have that as their introduction. But talk about, like, the way you're going to celebrate cheese and some of the things you're doing for the holiday.
Sure, yeah. So we're just having a lot of fun with it. You know, we're celebrating cheese with more cheese, which seems to be the best and most Wisconsin way to do it.
Yes.
So, you know, we've made a couple really fun recipes. So with my partners over there, we kind of put together a great, you know, chef salad charcuterie board, you know, Asiago, cheddar, Gouda, tons of fresh spring vegetables that are starting to pop up, gorgonzola dip on the side. Being springtime, you know, you got to do some asparagus too. So we made a really great asparagus gratin with the Ridge Cake Reserve, which is, again, one of those small batch cheeses that comes out of there. That it's just like, it's one of the most award-winning American cheeses of all time, and it's super, super delicious on top of there.
So when it comes to Rosemary, are these dishes and the cheese kind of incorporations that you're having at the restaurant? And then, of course, listeners, you know, they want to know, too. You win Top Chef, people think of you as an elevated guy, and certainly you are, who can do anything. But do you enjoy, like, I don't know, string cheese? Do you enjoy, like, a grilled cheese sandwich is sort of the regular way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as much as anybody. But, you know, one of the things I do at the restaurant is, which, you know, it's kind of funny you said string cheese. We do we do a stracciatella flatbread. So we take stracciatella, which is mozzarella, and we pull it almost like you pull a string of string cheese, soak that in heavy cream, serve it on top of a grilled flatbread. We do that right now with strawberries, basil, balsamic, fennel pollen, and a little bit of sea salt. And it's just a really, really great kind of spring dish.
We'll let the listeners know we're talking with Chef Joe Flam. Of course, you know him as a Top Chef champion and the driving culinary force behind Rosemary over there on Fulton. And before we let you go, if you could share information where people can get more of what to do and some of the inspiration on the cheese side, and then also for Rosemary so they can come out, see you in person, and enjoy some of that food.
Yeah, for sure. So for the cheese, go to wisconsincheese.com. It'll have all the recipes, ordering cheese, and tons of inspiration on dishes to make to celebrate your cheese month. And come see me over at Rosemary. We're at 932 West Fulton Market. We're at Rosemary Chicago on Instagram. Check us out and come eat some cheese.
We look forward to seeing you at the restaurant for sure and in the summer at maybe some of the festivals, maybe even on the mound again, throwing out a first pitch for the Sox. So, Joe, thanks for everything you're doing, being a great ambassador for Chicago and cheese, and for jumping on the show today.
Hey, the arm's feeling good. I'm ready any day.